Devon resort of Torquay probably has more than its fair share of local retailers struggling to cope with seasonal fluctuations typical in a seaside town. John Doherty is one such. He's been researching the way the complexities of rating rules work in the town, and he's used his findings to support his campaign for much bigger changes than those announced in the autumn statement. Mr. Doherty now runs Dot's Pantry, a well-known coffee shop in the town centre, but he has a previous background in working as a senior manager for Tesco, so he feels he's well qualified to highlight the financial realities of the local high street. He's been talking to my colleague Christopher Slade.
Two businesses, two buildings on the same high street, one taking 25,000 and a next door shop taking, say, 2,000 a week, would be paying the same business rates, and that, in my view, is completely unfair.
You've looked into this, haven't you? So give me a bit of background about the kind of research you've done.
I've identified a number of stores and shops in Torquay, which is my hometown, where our business is, to just try and see the anomalies. And I've compared Zone A selling space in a number of places. For example, in Argus, it's £500 a square metre. In my shop, it's £427 a square metre. Boots is in the £700. There's a little pasty shop further down from Boots, is £800. And you go down the road a little bit further and come back up the road, and then you have Primark. And they don't have Zone A selling space because it's a big store, but theirs is £90 a square metre.
It's good revenue for a council. It's good revenue for the Treasury. Why change it?
They can make it fair. The council are not in control. The government are in control of business rates, but they could make it fair. For example, if you look at the Sainsbury's turnover, the Willows in out of town, they could pay their entire rateable value with their Christmas week sales. My sales in Dot's Pantry, I would need 8.6 Christmases.
Vince Cable, he is suggesting there should be a review. Do you think he'll get that through the House? Do you think he'll achieve that?
I don't know. The last letter I had from Vince Cable was saying that they were very pleased with the fair way in which business rates were calculated. So whether they will make any changes or not, I'm not convinced.
Because you've presented these figures of yours to several people, including Vince Cable, haven't you?
I sent them to the Prime Minister, and he passed them to Vince Cable to reply, and so that was the reply. But I've also handed my handout to Danny Alexander when we met him here in Torquay.
Where is this going to go? You've done the research. You have some, you know, on the face of it, quite convincing comparisons to make between stores and shop sizes. Where is this going to go next? Are you on a hiding to nothing?
I sometimes think I am, and to be honest, I'm not sure where to go next. I just keep making a noise about it to anyone who'll listen, and I hope to God that at some point somebody will listen. I know that some ministers in government are looking at this, but I'm not convinced they're looking in the right way, because it's my belief that business rates should be linked to sales. There's one shop closed a little way down the road. His rate bill, his business rate bill, was 25 grand a year. And he put that, when he closed, he put that as the reason, as a notice on his window, as the reason he was closing.
Is this having an impact you can see on the high street?
Yes, indeed. Those shops that are taking smaller amounts of money are finding this a bigger burden. Indeed, if you look at Amazon's business rates, I think you'll find they're paying something like £45 a square metre, which is completely out of order, really, and especially when you believe that they're taking 40% of the sales out of the high street.
So, in a nutshell, your message to the Prime Minister?
Level playing field, please.
John Doherty of Torquay, one of many retailers who cautiously welcome what the Chancellor has announced, while reiterating it just doesn't go far enough.